ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणी निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। वर्ष नंबर 11। निहारदुमार्कनिलानलानां तत्योत विद्युस्फटिक शशीनाम् एतानि रूपाणि पुरःसराणि ब्रह्मण्यभिव्यक्तिकराणि योगे we always want progress card you know when children when we are growing up in the school they give progress card how much you progress progress opposite is congress sorry so you want to know how I am going ahead with my meditation so therefore there were indicators we saw in the last session nihara dhuma arka anila anala see if you look at it carefully the nihara is the cloudy you know what is called as the fogginess here fogginess does not mean mind becomes so foggy like in the dream we do not have clarity of things that is the reason we forget at the end of the dream or after some time details are not known in the same way when one gets into the state of meditation the influence of the worldly things no more are there dhumavat niharavat like a smoke like the cloud and but at the same time arkavat prakasham upajayate sattva sattvam vivrute so that the brilliance of the sun anila like the wind this sound of the wind these are all indicators and anala like a fire fire is the heat in the body because when you lie down physically I mean as you are many of you know who are in the medical world the temperature goes down whenever you sleep the temperature goes down because there is no movement but in the meditation it actually maintains the heat so therefore these are all and also katyoda like a firefly vidyut lightning spatika like a crystal the shri naam of that Etani rupani purasarani. They go preceding these forms. Brahmani abhivyakta karani yoge. Yoge abhivyakta karani. These are all manifestations. But these are all considered traditionally as the yogic, you know, method or yogic practices. They say these are all the indicators. Now, our physical body is a product of tamasic nature of the Panchabhutas. So, physical body is expressing the tamasic nature of the Panchabhutas all the time. Our base of the body, or if you look at the Shat Chakraha, Shat Chakra is six power plexus, to be precise, where the energy moves from the base to the top. I might have explained to you this before also, that the Mooladhara is the base chakra. Base means the one which is expressing earthly qualities. The earth quality is smell. So you will find that the Mooladhara chakra is the having the Prithvi Swarupa. And then Swadhisthana is the next one, which is reproductive organ, which has the quality of Jalam, Jalatattva. Then comes the Manipura, the stomach, where the fire of digestion is there, and therefore it is having Agni Tattva. Then comes the next one, which is Anahata, which is heart, which is having the Vayu Tattva. And then we have Vishuddhi. Vishuddhi is the throat, where it has the quality of space. Because sound travels only in space. So the sound which is created through the throat, that will have the quality swarupa of Akash. Then comes Agnya. Agnya is beyond the five qualities. And the beyond the five qualities means untouched by the five. And that representing the Shiva Shakti Swarupa. So that is considered as the combination of Shiva and Shakti, meaning matter and consciousness mixed. And pure consciousness is Sahasrara, which is above this head. That is the topmost one. That is the seventh one. So Mooladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddhi, and Agnya. These representing the five elements plus the Shiva Shakti Swarupa, and then Sahasrara representing the Brahma Tattva. See, this is how yoga had given the idea of how the Pancha Tattvas are conquered when a person reaches the Brahma Nishta, Brahma Nishtatva. Now you see in this next verse, Prativya Tejo Nilake Samuttite. Panchatmake yoga gune pravritte natasya rogo na jarana mrityuhu praptasya yoga agnibayam mayam shariram. Yogagni nayam, yogagni mayam shariram praptasya. One who has gained yoga agni mayam shariram. The shariram, the body of that person, has been filled with the yoga agni. Here, agni is not the fire, brilliance. Brilliance of samadhi for a person who has gained this Adhishta, I mean the Brahmanishta, Yogagnimayam Shariram Praptasya. For him, what? na tasya yurogaha. No more sickness, na jara, no more old age, na mrityuhu, no more death. So what we actually want in life is that only. No mrityu. I don't want to die. Nobody is ready to die. Nobody is ready today to die. Today no to die. No, nobody is ready to die. And nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to get old also. Wow, Swami, no jara. Jara bhi jara nahi hai. So jara nahi, rog nahi, mrityu nahi. So how do we reach there? That is the aim of all. Moksha means what? Na mrityu, na jara, na vyadhi, na rogaha. Now, but that is to say you have to conquer the five elements. Prithivi, Tejaha, Anilaha, Khe, Prithivi, Ab is also. Prithivya, Tejo, Ab means water. Prithivi, Earth, Ab, water, Tejaha, fire, Anila, air, Khe. Khe means space. In Samuttide, when it is all of them are samuttite, when these are all manifested. Manifested means in the seat of meditation, when a person takes up the energy all the way from Muladhara, all the way up to Ajna Chakra. So one crosses over all the swarupas of all the Panchabhutas. Presently, most of us are only between Muladhara and Swadhisthana. Because all animals are only in that transacting at that level. Either, you know, eating, mating, sleeping. Eating, mating, sleeping, you need only three. Stomach, reproductive organ, and anus. Only these three are active for us, energy. Only when we have fine emotions, we go to anahata. The feeling, the emotion, all that. The best emotion being devotion. But most of us remain only in the three chakras. Ye chakra mein hi hum. In this chakra only we are caught up. Samsara chakra. But when we move to the next level of conquering or reaching out to anahata and then the vishuddhi, so then we realize that there is greater purpose in life. Then one meditates upon the Ajna Chakra. That is between the eyebrows. See, even Bhagavan Shiva, when the Kamadeva, Cupid, is really stupid actually. He tried to lure Shiva to marry Parvati. And Bhagavan Shiva is in total contemplation. His nature is like that. In Samadhi, and this because he was forced by the Devatas to disturb him, because that Asura, what is his name? Tarakasura. He needed to be killed, and only person who can kill is the son of Shiva. So then, obviously, he is not married. Shiva had already sent away Dakshayani and she died, as you know. And she is now growing up as Parvataputri Parvati. And she is also thinking about him. But he is thinking about Brahmananda. He is abiding there. So how will you both meet? So then Cupid was sent and tried to disturb him. And that is why, you know, Shivaratri comes after Valentine's Day. Because Valentine's Day, that guy was burnt afterwards. So he comes and tries to disturb. Then Bhagavan opens his Ajna Chakra. Jnana Chakshu. Burns him out. Like Basmi. Basma Krida. Basmi Kridavan. So when the Ajna Chakra opens up, Ajnana Nasha will take place. All the impurities will go away. So therefore, Pancha Prithivi Ab Teja Anila Ke Samuttide Panchatmake. Fivefold experiences will take place, which will be talked in the next verse. Yoga Gune Pravritte. When the Yoga Guna, the nature of yoga, the nature of highest Swarupa of one's own, Yoga Gune Pravritte. Yoga Guna, that is Atma Guna. Pravritte, when it comes to manifest, all the Panchabhutas will have no more effect on that person, and Roga, Jara and Mrityu belong to only to the matter. So, when he comes to realize himself, not that such a person won't die, but he knows that he is not dying. Not that he will not get old, but he knows that he himself is not old, body is getting old. So, this physical body will die. Any person who is born is subject to death. That I do not have death or old age or disease. Na yajastasya rogaha na jara na mrityuhu. What yoga agnimayam shariram praptasya. For a person who has obtained yoga agnimayam. So that is why it is said in the verse saying that he reaches a state of amaraswabhava. So now, again, the question is, how do I know that I am in yoga agni mayam? How did I know that I have reached that fire of yoga? What are the indicators? That obviously will ask. So now you see, what are the things that this individual will come to have as his experience of in the physical body, in his life, during the life. Lagutvam arogyam alolupatvam varna prasadam sarasaushtavam cha gandashubho mutra purisham alpam Yoga pravrittim pratamam vadanti.
Yoga pravrittim pratamam vadanti.
Yoga pravritti, as in the previous verse has said, yoga gune pravritte, right? When the yogic qualities are manifested, what are the manifestation of the yoga, yogic qualities? First one is lagutvam, lightness. Lightness in the mind as well as in the body. Because when a person starts to practice meditation as per the disciplines of yoga, such a person knows eating too much is not necessary for energy. We think by eating more, I'll become more energetic. That is the most foolish conclusion. Three times, if not four times, kavo, kavo, kavo. Then I'll be more energetic. Actually, you become more, not only a burden to yourself, you burden to the world. And you have to understand, body doesn't need that much. Body doesn't need that much. Energy is not because of eating food. Energy is because of how much you digest. Most of our food goes undigested only. Hey, I'll tell you a simple thing. I used to think that eating, at least 2 to 3 times you have to go for evacuation. Because if you eat more, you evacuate more also. So I thought that's a healthy sign, you know. Only when I came to realize later on, an Ayurvedic doctor in India, he said, you know, that is a sign of a sickness. 3 times, 4 times you would go in a day. That means what? Your body is just pushing it out, not digesting it. The more times you go, the greater disease you have got. ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ లేటర్. అల్పత్వం, మూత్రి మూత్ర పురీష అల్పం, మినిమం. వై? బికాస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ కన్స్యూమ్డ్. So if you are not consuming, then obviously it has to be thrown out of the body. If it is not throwing out of the body, it's called toxin sitting in your body and causing more disease. So then what we do here, double burger. Eat. And then go to the gym. Because you ate so much, you have to exert also so much. I've seen in LA fitness and also 12 o'clock midnight. Why? Why are you doing that? That doesn't mean that I am not going to eat at all. But that is also not right. Lagutvam, lightness. Both in the mind as well as in the body. Because actually, if you have eaten lightly, your mind also becomes light. So the mind does not need to occupy about, you know, what is digested, what is not digested. When the indigestion takes place, mind becomes more troubled, really. Because there is an intimate connection between physical and psychological part of our body, which is called, you know, somas, psychosomatic. Because physical body is unwell, the mind also cannot think properly. So one has to be the best. No, don't follow any diet and all those things. Meaning, everybody's body is different. You must observe and decide what works. Something may work for somebody, something may not work for the same another person. But once you understand the nature of your body, you know what to eat and how much to eat and how much not and when not. And you'll find your energy level is so high. So then that is said, lagutvam and arogyam. Arogyam means what? Sound sleep. While working, there is no tiredness. And these are the two important signs of arogya. And of course, highest immunity. So while working, you are not tired. And night, you are able to sleep without any trouble. These are the two important signs. And third one is, at correct time, hunger. The hunger is mostly, in our case, it's psychological. When we look at the food, we get hungry. It's not hungry, therefore you go to the food. When you look at the food, and especially when you are when you're taking a flight, Starbucks, I must have it. Why? Because it's there. So when you look at the food and the smell also comes and no smoke, let me have it. I may not have it for in the flight, so I will have it. So such kind of psychological demands is not considered as true hunger. It is said by Shankaracharya, hunger and thirst are the disease of the body. Shutvyadischa chikitsyatam pradidinam bhikshaushatam bujyatam. Bhiksha aushadam idi bujyadam. Eat food as medicine. If you don't, you will eat medicine as your food. Swadvannam natu yachadam vidivashat praptena santushyatam. Whatever comes to your food, in your table, eat that. Don't demand. So that is what Shankaracharya has given. So here, arogyam, these are all the signs of yoga pravritti. Lagutvam, arogyam, and mentally, aloluptvam. Aloluptvam, no covetousness, no greed. Where there is no need to, you know, when we have the mental demand, we keep on possessing and acquiring things. We never use it. You create only a small home depot in your garage. Yeah. Many of the things, it's not even opened. Hey, that's all. And then you use a garage sale. It goes from your garage to somebody else's garage. There it is. Then from there, it goes. Keep on going. So it is said when you want to go shopping, what you should do is eat a full dinner and then go to shopping. You buy less. Seriously. If you go with a hunger in your body, you feel like buying many things. So if you next time, all the husbands, please note. First, go to the restaurant, feed your wife completely, and then go to shop. She will buy less. So, aloluptvam, not having covetousness, greed, wanting more and more. This is also a sign of yoga pravritti. Contentment, otherwise known as tripti. Fullness, completeness, tripti. And then varna prasadam. The face and the body exudes, I mean, expresses brilliance. Varna color, prasada. Varna prasada means the brilliance of the inner contentment. A person who is at peace with himself is not agitated about situations, but at the same time, he can also give peace to others. I want nothing. So I don't demand anything. Therefore, there is nothing called expectation in getting disappointed. The person is very calm, quiet, peaceful. Varna prasada, glowing complexion. You don't need to put foundation one, two, three. One lady was putting the foundation in. So the boy came to her son. Mom, what are you doing? I'm putting makeup. For what? Because there is a party today evening. I'm just getting ready. Oh, okay. He went out. After that, she learned that the party is cancelled. So she started removing that. He came back. What happened? You gave up? You've given up on making up? So why make up? Because we want to. So Gurudev used to say, gracefully get old. So what we do when we are 70 also, we stretch. Dhammi tuck, liposuction and whatnot. So general beauty of complexion, varna prasadam. Then swara saushtavam. Swara means the sound that comes out of the, as while speaking, while singing, there is sweetness. Sushtu means good. Saushtavam, goodness or sweetness of swara. When such a person speaks or sings, there is such a melody, such a sweetness, the softness. Guruji, once he was giving Bhagavat Saptaha. I was a student, I was teaching at that time. We went to Siddhabari. So all the students and we were all sitting there in the first row. And there are a lot of others who became. First day, Swamiji started a song on Krishna. And the people who are singing in the audience, they neither put any tala nor following any kind of raga or swara. So he looked at first line only he sang. And in Sanskrit it said, Atrastale Asuraha Vedalaha Santi. Then we know what he said and we started laughing. Swara nahi hai to asur ho gaya. Taal nahi hai to betaal ho gaya. Asuraha Vedalaha. They are all asuras and betalas. So, swara saushtavam. So, there are, see, laghutvam, arogyam, aloluptvam, varna prasadam, swara. He said, no, pancha before. He said that five things you will see two predominantly. And now you see, one more thing that is given is gandha shubha. Shubha gandha. The smell that comes out of the body of such a person will not be foul. Oh, sometimes you go to the restrooms while in the flight or in the My God. No, but sometimes I feel that I'm in Smashan. Because when you eat the dead animals, and along with your, the chemicals that were in your body, and you throw it in your ficus, my God. So, will you have Smashan in your home? Burial ground? Burial ghat? You don't, you know, you do have, you plan to have a burial ghat in your home? Smashan? Burning? Barbecue is what? You're burning dead bodies in your own home. And that you put inside the stomach and eat. So, in the case of a yogi who frugally eats and making sure that his body does not, in, you know, hold on to any toxin, the body doesn't smell. Shubhagandha. The natural smell of the body will be there, not any foul smell. And mutra purisham alpam. See, a very little of the excreta takes place because of the health of the body, everything gets digested in the fire of Ishwanara. So, I remember some 10 years back or so, the Patanjali, what is his name? Patanjali University, what is it, that yoga? Ramdev Baba was in LA. And he was hosted by one of our members. So I went there to meet him. I was to inaugurate. He had 5-day, what do you call it? Shibir in Anaheim Hall, in a big hall. Shibir. So morning, 6 to 6:30 to 7:30 or 8 o'clock, every day. Around, I would say 1,000 people, like a huge place. So he came the first time to LA at that time. And I was asked to inaugurate him first day, and then second day, third day, so many others. So I was there, and he said, you know, because you are inaugurating my yoga shibir, you have to be sitting in the front. Okay? Every day. Make sure that you are sitting in the front. I said, okay. And he, in his talk, suddenly will go to Hindi. Most time Hindi only, but he will speak in English also. When he goes to Hindi, many of those, you know, non-Indians who are sitting there, they won't know what is going on. But he said, I will speak some of times in Hindi only to make sure that they don't understand. So he would say, he said, none of that. Anda kyu khate ho? Kahan se aate hai anda? Bataye aapko? From which side of the body of the hen that comes? Do you know? Where does it come from? So, wahan se aap nikal ke kaate ho tu? Oh my God. We all started laughing. Others don't have a clue what's going on. Aap ghar mein smashan bante ho barbecue karke. So, when you eat such things, obviously your mutra and purisha, everything will be heavy. Heavy with toxins and smell. So, Gandha Shubhav Mutra Purisham Alpam Yoga Pravrittim. These are all the yoga pravrittis, expression, manifestation of yoga. Pradamam Madanti. Pradamam Yoga Pravrittim Madanti. These are all the foremost signs. First signs. So, these are all to be understood as the indicators. Now, if you look at carefully, Lagutvam representing the Vayu Swarup. Wind does not have heaviness. It is very light. It moves about, right? Like a wind. It has no... It can move anywhere. It is so easily able to move around. So therefore, Lagutvam is the Swarupa of Vayu. And then, ఆరోగ్యం ఈస్ ఆరోగ్యం అండ్ అలోలుప్త్వం. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ కన్సిడర్డ్ యాజ్ ది స్వరూప ఆఫ్ ది వాటర్. See, water is constantly on a movement. And water, you know, when you water, it just moves. It runs. Runs means what? It's full of energy. It is able to get going. Don't say get going. So only a person of health, only a person who does not have any mental hang-ups can live in this life easily without getting caught. The one thing is about water is it is always going towards the ocean. River, river runs to, all rivers run towards the ocean. Right? But unless you catch them and hold them in one place. The moment you hold the water, it becomes a stale, a birthplace of all worms. Running water is the most healthy water. The moment it is stored, it started to become stale. The stored water is not healthy water. So that's why the best water is directly rain. It doesn't have anything in between. You just pick up that rain. You know, once there was a yajna was going on, Swami Brahmananda, whom I stayed with in Bangalore. And he started the lecture and it started to slowly drizzle. So it was a school complex, and then the middle of the ground was the yajna ground, and there were verandas, or what do you call that, corridors all over. So the moment they started drizzling, everybody got up and ran into the corridor and stayed there. Swamiji was looking. And he said, the thing was open, and he also got a drizzle. You know, you people are how foolish you are. When you go to Ganges and you want to dip your head there, here she's coming directly on you. Where are you running?
Yeah.
How foolish you are. She's coming directly onto your head. You run. And you go to Ganges and dip. So the arogyam alolupatvam. Varnaprasada is the nature of fire. Brilliance, glowing. Anywhere you put fire, it brightens the place. Similarly, a person of yoga, he will brighten the place wherever he goes. Swara soshtvam is the nature of space, because space is the one which carries the sound. And gandha shubha mutra purisha malpam, nature of prithvi. So all the five elements are covered here in their best possible positive sense. Continuing here, the next two verses together. Yateva bimbam hrutayo paliptam. Tejomayam brajade tat sudantam.
Tejomayam
తత్వదాత్మ తత్వం ప్రసమీక్ష్య దేహి ఏకకృతార్థో భవతే వీత శోకః. యదాత్మ తత్వేన తు బ్రహ్మ తత్వం దీపోపమేనేహ యుక్త ప్రపశ్యేత్ అజం ధ్రువం సర్వతత్వైర్విశుద్ధం. జ్ఞాత్వా దేవం ఉచ్యతే సర్వపాశైః. Yatha eva, just like mrdayoho upalittam bimbam sudantam tat tejomayam prajate. Yatha, just as a reflecting media, a mirror. Earlier times they used not, mirror was not glass. mirror was a very well polished metal. In the olden times, if you see, they didn't have the glass or there's a mirror. They used the finest metal and polish and polish and polish and polish and polish. And that becomes the mirror. You know, usually brass or any of those things. When it completely polished and straightened, that will become the mirror. So, and naturally, the metal being metal, it'll start having some amount of oxidization. So, that is called mrutaya upalibdham. Upalibdham, anointed or pasted or contaminated with mrut, by mud, by dirt. Then, when it is sudantam, when it is cleaned up, shodana urdvam. So, when it is completely cleaned with any kind of a material, then what? Tejomayam bimbam prajate. The bimbam, the reflection, tejomayam prajate. It becomes so brilliant. Even though the sun reflection or your own face will become so vague and unclear when that reflecting material is covered with dirt, even the mirror. When you remove the clay, dirt over the mirror, dust over the mirror, then you see the clear clarity of it. Tadvat, in the same way, Dehi, a person who is, Dehi means Sharirin, one who has the body, one who is a living entity, Atma Tattvam Prasamikshya, only upon seeing clearly one's own self clearly. Yekaha Atma Tattvam, that one which is one's own self, Kritartha Bhavati, then only such a person become fulfilled in life. Vita Shokaha Bhavati, then only becomes Shokat Vitaha, Shoka Vivarjidaha Bhavati, then only he becomes free of sorrow, grief. So long as one has ambiguity about one's own nature. See, Swamiji, itna pataya, itna satsang bana, satsang ko gaya. I went to satsang, I went studying. Kuch nahi ho raha hai. Kuch nahi ho raha hai. Nahi, or kuch nahi hota hai. Why? Because the knowledge, no doubt, removes the confusion. Confusion about who I am, that is removed intellectually. But in our practical sense, we go by our swabhava. So, swabhava pravritti is not changed. Because it has not become our practical application. It just stays there, sir, I know. Are you or are you no? I know, but I'm not. Brahma asti va, na asti va, Brahma asti. Toma Brahma va, na va, pata nahi. I know there is Brahman, but that is not me. So that transition from, as I first day itself I said, from transition from Brahma asti to Brahma aham asmi, asti to asmi, that is sadhana. So here when he said, Atma Tattvam Prasamikshya, Prakashena Samikshya, seeing it clearly, then only Dehi Ekaha Kridartha Bhavati. So what is Atma Tattva? Atma Tattvenu Brahma Tattvam. Only upon realization of one's own self, one comes to comprehend the nature of Brahman. So Atma Du Sadhya. Then it is said, Isha Jiva Yoho Beda Dhibita. So it is, difference between Ishvara and Jiva is only in the Upadi. Upadi Bedat, Ishvara Jiva Yoho Beda. One comes to realize that Atman and Brahman are not two different things. It is like in this cup, there is space inside and outside also. What is the difference? The difference is not really in the space. Difference is only with respect to the container. In the same way, ఆత్మ అండ్ బ్రహ్మయోహ. సో ఆత్మతత్వేన బ్రహ్మతత్వం దీప ఉపమేన ఇహ యుక్త ప్రపశ్యేత్. లైక్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ దీప ఉపమేన? ఉపమా మీన్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. దీప ఉపమేన, సో ది లైక్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ది లైట్. యు టేక్ ద లైట్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ దక్షిణామూర్తి స్తోత్రం ఆల్సో. యు టేక్ అ క్యాండిల్ లైట్ అండ్ పుట్ ఇన్ సైడ్ అ పాట్ అండ్ పుట్ హోల్స్ ఇన్ అరౌండ్ ద పాట్, ద లైట్ విల్ కమ్ అవుట్ అండ్ ఇల్యూమినేట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అరౌండ్ ఆల్సో. సో ఈవెన్ దో ద లైట్ ఈస్ ఇన్సైడ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ఇల్యూమినేటింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ యాజ్ వెల్. వై? బికాస్ లైట్ నేచర్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఇల్యూమిన్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ పుట్ ఇట్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ పుట్ అ కంటైనర్ త్రూ ద హోల్స్ ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ అవుట్. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే ది ఆత్మజ్యోతి ఈస్ దాట్ వెదర్ ఎనీవేర్ ఇన్సైడ్ ఆర్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఇట్ విల్ స్ప్రెడ్. So that's why deepa upamena iha yuktaha. Also we found that in the case of a yogi, nivadasthitaha yogi, where the person who is sitting in the disturbance less presence like that of the light in the absence of wind will continuously steadily will glow. Yata deepastha yada nivadastha deepavat. So, what does he, yuktaha prapashyed, deepa upamena iha pashyed. One, he realizes that in the, like that of the light. What does he see? Ajam, unborn, dhruvam, eternal, sarva tattvaihi vishuddham, sarva panchatma tattvaihi vishuddham, devoid of all the five qualities of the qualities of the five bhutas. Jnatva, knowing that devam jnatva, atmanam jnatva, the self as the divine being jnatva, sarva pashaihi mucchate, from all bondages such a person becomes released. Until then, bondage, you know, we create new bondages also, cat, rat, dog, I just don't understand people. In one place I went and then so one lady said, maine papa ko nahi dekha 5 varsh ho gaya, maaji ko nahi dekha, bharat nahi gaya, kyun kutta hai na. So kutta ke pakad ke mata pita ko chhod diya. Kya kare sachu, what to do with the people? Kutta becomes important than one's own mother and father. Hey, this is called bondage. What else? Unintelligent living. Chhod nahi sakta hai. What to do with such people? Husband or wife and children, you cannot help it. That itself is possibly you can, you know, but if you have been intelligent, you would have not gotten to that anyway. But that anyway happened, what can we do? Usko kyun pakda hai batao, kiske liye? Anybody force you to do that? Akal nahi hai, nothing in between the 2 years. Anyway, I'm not influencing you there. Practical thing I'm saying. Sarva pashaihi. Pasha means rope also. Pasha pasha. Rope of hope. All the bondages, sarva pashaihi muchyate, gets released from. So, devam jnatva eva. Only upon knowing that devam, the Lord, has one's own self. Brahma tattvam. Now, this Deva, when it is said, don't think that, oh, he is somewhere in the heaven, Sarga, the Lokeshu. No, no, no. The next 2 verses very clearly say, where is this self? Where is this Deva we are talking about? He is residing. Esha Deva pradisho nu sarvaha.
Eva pradisho nu sarvaha.
Purvoha jata savu garbe antaha.
Purvoha jata savu garbe antaha.
Sayeva jata sajanishya manaha. Pratyak janantishtadi sarvato mukaha. Yo devo agno yo apsu.
Yo devo agno yo apsu.
Yo vishvam bhuvanam vi avivesha.
Yo vishvam bhuvanam
Ya aushadishu yo vanaspadishu.
Ya aushadishu yo vanaspadishu.
Tasmai devaya namo namaha.
Tasmai devaya namo namaha.
Yesaha deva. This is what we call it as deva here. Not one, maybe you are worshipping in a temple or worshipping in a church or a mosque or whatever. He is not saying that is not the deva which we are referring here. Who? Pravishaha sarvaha. It is present in all sarvaha dishaha anupravishaha. In all direction is present. Up, down, right, left. Purusha evedakam sarvam. Up, down, right, left. East, west, north. Northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. Everywhere. Purvo hi jataha. Firstborn, as though. Purva, meaning always, much before you can think of. And then, oh, is it so? Then now where is he? Garbe antaha. Present in the womb of every one of them. And meaning what? In every life. That's why it says, pratyang janan stishtati. In every being, it remains sarvato mukaha, looking in all directions. Not only now, sa eva jataha, that one is ajaha, earlier was said ajaha, but jataha. The one which is unborn alone is born again and again, and will be born, janishyamanaha. That's why he says, purusha evedakam sarvam, yad bhutam, yaccha bhavyam. Bhutam, what is born, past, bhavyam, what will be born. Why? In all living beings, present as the life. A life not as detected by the, you know, medical terms. Life as the unmanifest but ever present through all manifestations. So, janishyamanaha, jataha, purve jataha, purvo jataha, savu garbe antaha, antarvartamanaha. Purve jataha means Hiranyagarbharupena, as the creator of the whole universe. So, pracheva, udicheva, uttareva, dakshineva, sarvadishaha. East, west, north, east, south, what, you know, all directions. That's why when you do the, you know, sandhyavandanadi karma, udiche, namaha, udiche, namaha, you invoke him from every direction. Savottarataat, savadakshinataat, avadarataat, we say avachordvataat, you know, we see that in Ganapati Adarvashesh also. Yaha devaha agnau, the one who is in the fire, yaha apsu, in the water, yo vishvam bhuvanam avivesha, through the water, through the fire. See, interesting thing is water always goes down, fire always goes up. Anything that is coming down, anything that is going up, yo devaha agnau, yaha apsu, yaha vishvam bhuvanam avivesha. The entire world has been entered. See, entering here does not mean, oh, Bhagavan is there. After creation, he just entered. So like, when a pot or thing is born or made, space after that entered. Space doesn't enter into this. We only would enter. There's a griha pravesh. A griha pravesh. You are entering the house. The space, you don't need to invite. Oh, space, please come into my house. No. In the space only you create it. But in the Upanishad, it is a tat srishtva tadevanu pravishad. Having created, it entered. But so far our understanding, it will look like Bhagavan entered. But Bhagavan always there. Where is their question? So after making the pot, you ask the mud, please get in. Hey, how did he make the pot first of all? Yaha aushadishu, that which is there in all the herbs. Yaha vanaspadishu, it is all there in every tree, every plant. To dasmai devaya namona, to that God my salutations. That is why in Hinduism, no thing is without God. When you do the, you know, during the Navaratri time, you know, in, at least in South India, they have the tradition of worshipping everything that you use daily as Devata. I don't know whether in the North you have that. So on that day, we are not allowed to use anything. One day in the month, one day in the year. So that's the time we get chutti. We don't even touch the book also. So on that day, it's a school holiday. Why? Because we take chandan and kumkum and put in everything. Trees and plants and motorbikes and computer and watch, pencil, pen, and then all the cooking material, you know, cupboard and fridge and then whatnot. Everywhere chandan and kumkum. It's just submissive. Everywhere. There is, he said that Agni me hai, apsu, water me, jala me hai, vishwa me hai, aushadishu me hai, aushadishu, all the herbs, vanaspadishu, tasmai, to that. So, you know, because others don't understand this concept at all. How can God be in everything? So we didn't ever say God in everything. Then God is everything. How will you see God in monkeys, dogs, cats, buffaloes, birds? Nine. He is in that form. So then what is wrong in having them as a pet? You may ask the next question. So why not give them snakes and pigs and other things? They are very comfortable where they are. Maapi chod those. When we went to this, you know, what do you call that? When we went to that safari, we went to see only how they are not suffering. Because they are enjoying their presence in their own place. Even though they know the danger is around the corner. See, when you keep it in the zoo, they are in one place and then the lion and tiger another place. So you think that they are happy because they are not, they'll be fed every day, you know, whatever they want. Put them there. And then all, you know, lions and tigers and elephants and whatnot, jackals. So they won't disturb them. You think that you are protecting them? They are miserable. Okay. So if you do not want to be disturbed in your life, all of you go to prison. We'll feed you. You will be happy. So they are happy in their own place. Many of the people know that when the birds are put in the cage and they will die quickly. They are freely moving about. They knowing that bigger birds are chasing them. Even then, they are happy in their own place. So, that Deva, that God who is there and present in all of them, to Tasmai Devaya Namaha. So, in this particular chapter, the method of meditation, what to meditate on, what are the preparations, physical and environmental preparations, and what is the result of that, what are the signposts, what is the final result, and what is the realization, all that is explained. Now, chapter 3, which we'll see next time, is about Tatpada Shodhanam, explanation of the nature of God. Tatpada, that we'll see in the following session. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ थैंक यू सो मच फॉर अटेंडिंग दिस फोर डे टॉक वन डे वी डिडंट हैव And thanks to all of you for not only attending, but participating in all other activities also. Constant engagement is the only way we can keep the mind inspired. Otherwise, our natural tendency to relax, go back to our swabhav. So, swabhav can be overcome only by satsanga. So, that is why it is important that we constantly get in touch with It is like, you know, your cell phone get drained, no? Over a period of time, slowly it loses. And every night you have to charge that. In the same way, satsanga is a charging station. If you are on the travel journey towards the final destination, if you have an electric car, every night, charge it. Then only you can travel further. Similarly, our spiritual nature need to be charged. And that requires us to get inspired by the scriptures. And that should be done. Without that, we lose interest. We lose or we feel heavy with the worldly problems, which we cannot easily overcome by our own thinking. So we have to change our thinking. That happens. So one person said, Swamiji, I have been going for satsanga, study, etc. But I don't see any improvement at all. I told him, if you have not come, you'll be worse. Because you would not know what would have been the case if you have not done this. Huh? You will know when now what your condition is. If you have not done, it would have been worse. So, all right. Hari Om then.